This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:48 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Chen Li. Now, with the Election Commission announcing the polling date for the Johor State elections this Wednesday, we take a look at UMNO, the party eyeing to make a major comeback in their birthplace.
UMNO President Dato Sri Dr. Ahmad Zahid Hamidi has been vocal and critical of leaders from other political leaders who are still allies at federal level. But will this campaign strategy to go into these elections under the Barisan National banner pay off? Also, is this approach by Zahid to address the fissures within his own party?
So for more on this, we have with us Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at Malaysia's Asia Research Institute at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Bridget, good morning. Thank you as always for joining us. Now, UMNO President Datuk Seri Dr. Ahmad Zahid Hamidi wants the party to win big in the upcoming state polls to silence the dissenters. Should we see the state election as a referendum on his presidency?
Good morning. I think he wants the party to win big because it's also in his interest to win big. But I think that in looking at the issue in terms of being as a referendum, I think that's going a little bit too far. But let me just point to a few kind of key issues. All right. First of all, for most Johorians who would support UMNO, this is about partisan loyalty. You know, Zahid doesn't come even into their picture. You know, he's from Perak, and they're not thinking about the management of the party. They're really just thinking about whether or not they want to go back to the party they're loyal to, and whether or not they are actually, going to return and come out to vote. And, you know, what we see in the voting patterns is that almost 41% of Johor have traditionally had very, very strong recent loyalty, very deep loyalty to UMNO. And that gives them the advantage because it's much higher than others. I think also what we'll see, however, also is that there's a management of the party on the ground. And here, Zahid is not the main player. The person who is the player is Mat Hassan, who is actually organizing and bridging different factions. And I think, for some people on the ground, again, UMNO loyalists, they are seeing this as about putting the party on the map nationally, but also about new leadership in UMNO. And in a sense, Zahid doesn't factor in. But for those who oppose UMNO, Zahid is definitely very much important because, you know, he has these charges. He's seen as representing the party's checkered past. And I think those things matter for them very much.
Bridget, what are your impressions of the tensions, if any, between the court cluster and those who are in positions of power, especially the relationship between Zahid and Datuk Sri Ismail Sabri?
So, you know, it's interesting because at the national level, this conflict is going to matter. And it does matter very seriously. It's going to matter in the party elections. I think Zahid is portraying himself as defending the party. Ismail Sabri is being seen as not defending the party by working with those who are seen to be undermining the interests of the party. The election brings up those tensions with Bursatu to the core. But my sense is that, on the ground, the party, UMNO recognizes that it has to put some of these differences at the federal level aside, because there is a shared interest of having a victory. So the sides in the court cluster want a much more decisive victory, in the sense that they will put them towards having a national election. But I think that it'll be interesting to see how that those conflicts are managed. My expectation is Ismail Sabri will be try to stay away from some of the conflicts that are being played on the ground. But I think it'll be very hard because there is an intense competition now between Bursatu and UMNO. But I think that in terms of whether or not that gets played out within UMNO itself, I think that's probably going to be somewhat neutered because there is a shared interest in having a very decisive victory.
Focusing on the Johor elections, the bad blood between Bersatu and some within UMNO are very apparent. How will this play out in the state elections? Does it split the vote?
Okay, so, you know, Johor is an election that favors UMNO, as in a sense Malacca did. And I think a lot of it is going to look at what happens in terms of the voting patterns. You know, over 75% of the seats are competitive. A third of the seats are very competitive. When we look at terms of voting, PN is going to be very important for the fortunes of UMNO because they're going after two groups of voters. The first is they're going after traditional UMNO voters, and UMNO is looking to try to bring back its base of support, increase its support, and PN Bersatu has been going into their vote. The second group of voters, of course, are the new voters, and there are 755,000 automatic registered voters and over 100,000 new voters, 18 to 20 year olds. And I think so this group is also going to be important. And what we saw in Malacca is that PN was more successful among younger voters. It's not so clear what's going to happen with automatic registered voters, because these are people who weren't on the rolls before. And they didn't vote before. So the question is whether or not they're going to vote now and how many of them are going to vote now, given that they were disengaged with the political process before. And I think, this is going to depend heavily on the ability of these parties to mobilize and the resources that they're going to use. PN's fortunes are going to be very similarly shaped by that of Malacca, where it spent a lot of money on the ground trying to mobilize. It has some seats in Johor that it has fairly good machinery compared to its machinery in Malacca, which got off very slowly. But it did actually go into the vote. UMNO, of course, has a lot more oiled machinery because its base is in Johor.
Bridget, I want to kind of stay on the topic of UMNO and its relationship with its erstwhile allies. I don't even know if you could call them allies in Barikat, the national. I think in the Johor state elections, they're not going to be allies. They're going to be on opposing sides. What does that mean for the Muwafaqat National Alliance, or even looking ahead to GE15? Will we see this split become permanent?
Well, you know, first of all, nothing is permanent in politics and nothing is permanent in coalition relationships in Malaysia. And I think right now we can see the relationship between UMNO and PAS is very much structured by the deterioration of the personal relationship between Zahid and Hadi Awang. And it's also the loyalty that Hadi Awang is showing to Muhyiddin, but also the fact that there are other tensions, you know, in UMNO, Johor, PAS has never been comparatively seen as strong. It's strengthened itself on the ground, and it has national ambitions of gaining seats and is unwilling to accept what they saw as a very meager offer on the part of UMNO. So in a sense, I do see Muwafaqat Nasional as the relationship between UMNO and PAS, that particular alliance, being over for the next the state election, and of course, likely going towards GE15, as long as the players are in place. But that doesn't necessarily mean that there would not necessarily be potentially a coalition if a vote becomes fragmented at the national level with PAS and UMNO working together again. In fact, the history of Malaysian politics is that these parties do come back together. But I think on the ground, we're going to see more competition, and PAS is going to work very hard to try to win some seats. But I think that it's going to depend on how much resources PN and Bersatu put into the campaign, because that's what that is going to be crucial. I think, you know, there are some pockets of support, as there were in Malacca, in some seats for PAS, but they do face a much more difficult battle of winning seats in Johor compared to other states in the country.
So it's a little bit early to make a prediction, but is this election UMNO's to lose?
Well, it is clearly an election that favors UMNO. I mean, if we look at voting patterns on the ground, and if Malacca is replicated and there are the similar types of impact of this, of a very curtailing campaign in the SOPs, they could win well over 45 seats out of the 56. But if it becomes a more competitive campaign and the opposition is able to control the narrative and again and manage some of the different differences within that, then the election becomes more competitive, and the opposition can win. Because you know we have Tua, we have Muda as a party coming into the race. We have a lot of resentments on the ground in Johor. So, but at the same juncture, I think you know right now it still looks like an UMNO election to win.
Bridget, thanks very much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dr. Bridget Welsh, Honorary Research Associate at the Asia Research Institute of the University of Nottingham, Malaysia, giving us a bit of a taster of what to expect, what's to come in the Johor State elections. We are going to get more details from the Election Commission this Wednesday as regards to nomination and polling day. But certainly, Bridget did a great job in laying out all the different dynamics and just different issues and factions that we need to look at as we go into the polls.
Yeah, and she brought up a name that I think we really, really need to pay attention to, and that is Mat Hasan, right, who is currently not an MP. He's actually an ADUN, but I suspect come GE15, he will be running for an MP seat. And he has also been said to be one of the reasons why they did so well in Malacca, and clearly the new face of UMNO to watch. And I'm curious what kind of position he will gun for when UMNO does actually have their own elections.
That's right. I think the timing of the UMNO elections, party elections, is also a big question. I think initially it's supposed to be slated for sometime towards the end of the year, but there are factions also pushing for GE15, depending on how the Johor State elections play out. I mean, there are just so many questions, yeah. So I'm looking forward to more conversations with Bridget as things develop.
And we know from headlines that Muda is likely to contest up to 10 seats, and this is according to Anwar Ibrahim, right? So I wonder what seats they'll contest in, and is it a case of PH giving way to Muda? How does it work?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.